The Scone Horse Festival is coming to the Hunter Valley very soon, and there is a huge family music concert that's going to be a part of it. My next guest is someone who, he doesn't realise this, but he and I have actually been in the same place at the 1990 Grand Final. He performed his hit single as I was there in the crowd, bopping on along to Show No Mercy. Mark Williams, how you doing, mate?
I think I saw you there, Dirk.
Mate, that was a great performance. I actually went on YouTube and had a look at it again. Yes, it was a fantastic day. Didn't hurt that I was a Canberra supporter and we won the grand final as well.
Dang. Yeah, that's a good finish to the day.
And
fantastic.
If you don't mind me saying, that is still one of my all-time favourite songs. Do you still get to perform it as you're touring around with Dragon?
I do. In fact, we were doing sort of a bastardised version of it until I sort of put my foot down at the beginning of this year and said, could we learn this song properly? it was just thrown in there, you know, over the last few years that we've been together, just thrown every now and then. But no, we've decided to put it into the set and do it properly. So, you know, I look forward to playing it all the time.
Look forward to checking it out. Of course, you are now the front man of Dragon and have been for about the last 15 years. Has it been an experience for you to front up one of Australasia's greatest bands?
It's an amazing experience, actually. I got a call out of the blue from Todd Hunter. It was literally out of the blue. 10 a.m. one morning, it said, do you want to join a rock and roll band and tour in a gentlemanly fashion? And it didn't take long to say, yep, I'm in it. And I've been ever since. So it's a band that just keeps moving around. So it's going to turn up somewhere in Australia or New Zealand. You know, we just keep working.
Well, you're going to be here at White Park in Scone on Thursday, May 6th. Do you have a favourite Dragon song that you like to perform, Mark?
Oh, there's quite a few. I love Rain. I love Speak No Evil. I love, you know, It Don't Matter What You Do, I'm Still In Love With You. There's a lot of them.
Can I put my hand up for Dreams of Ordinary Men? For some reason, that's a song that I've always loved.
Oh, yeah, you got it. I love that one too.
You've been far and wide all over the countryside with Dragon. Is it something that you just plan on doing until, I don't know, it's time to enter the nursing home, Mark?
Thank you very much for that.
That's a long way away, by the way. A long, long way away.
Oh, thank you very much for that. It is. I think it's our retirement. I think we all just struck out. There's four in the group, plus our tour manager, who's band member number five. He sits in as a drummer if our drummer can't make it. So it's really 4.5. But it's the best combination of guys I think each one of us could ever imagine. Long gone are the heady days and the wild, woolly ways. Mm. I mean, it's still a little bit that happens, but we all get on just so well. So that's the experience, I think. And I don't think there's any idea of it changing.
It's not work when you're playing with your friends. When you've actually got a great relationship and you get out with everybody, is it not just like jamming every time you hit the stage?
Well, what it is, I mean, it's fairly rigid what we do. It's fairly rigid. However, within each song, there's this chance to spark and allow us to go, that freedom to be able to do something. Just a bit out of the ordinary or whatever takes your fancy, you know, just in the time and add to the show. So I think the show actually has developed over the years like that. It's not formulated, it's just a natural progression, and we really love the show. We really love doing it. We love the interaction with the audience, you know. They sing all the anthems. They're louder than us.
Well, you will hear it coming out of Scone's White Park Arena on Thursday, May 6th. Mark Williams, again, nice to meet you again. Nice to catch up again after all of these years. And thank you very much. Thanks for joining us on 2&M.